Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SJVN Limited Q3 FY23 earnings call hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q3 FY23 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. Anil Sharma, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. AK Singh, Director of Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Anil Sharma, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon to all. SJVN is here to present its Q3 number and the overall 9-month numbers to all the investors and analysts present over here. Before I present the numbers, a few highlights. During this quarter, Q3, SJVN got the investment approval of its one of the hydro projects in Himachal Pradesh, Sunni Dam Hydroelectric Project of 382 MW, and its estimated cost is 2,615 crore rupees. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved the investment approval of this amount and conveyed its decision, and SJVN awarded the contract to the lowest bidder through a competitive method. On 14th of January 2023. This is the addition. As of now, we have five hydro projects under construction, one thermal project and six solar projects. Total 12 generation projects are under construction and two transmission lines, thus making total 14 projects as of now. SJVN has portfolio of 14 projects under construction. Out of these 14, 12 are generation projects and two are transmission projects. Capacity of generating projects is 4,323 MW. Projects are under different stages of development. Now I will come to the numbers for this quarter Q3 of FY23 and overall 9 months of FY23. For the quarter, so far as the numbers, in terms of profit after tax are concerned, they are positive numbers. However, there is marginal decrease in the generation. This decrease in generation from overall hydro and renewable projects. The generation, if we compare as compared to the last year, the generation this quarter is 1,394.9 million units against 1,480 million units last year. There is decrease of 85 million units, which comes to around 5.7%. There's a decrease in generation. This decrease in generation is because of the lesser rains in the catchment areas of hydro projects, and at the same time, marginally lower generation in wind as well as solar projects. That resulted in decrease in generation. However, because of some other changes in the financial numbers, the revenue from operation has increased slightly by 0.2%. Last year it was 550.52 crore rupees during this quarter, and this year is 551.67 crores. There is increase of 1.15 crore rupees revenue from operation. So far as total income is concerned, there is an increase. increase of 116.25 crore rupees. That amounts to 19%. The figures of total income this during this quarter, 723 crore rupees against 607 crore rupees last year. If we come to the figures of profit before tax, before profit before tax has increased by 4.5%. This quarter PBT is 316 as compared to 302 last year. PAT has increased during this quarter by about 25%. The numbers are 290.98, that is almost 291 crores this year, this quarter, against the last year corresponding quarter of 232 crore rupees. Similarly, EPS has also increased, net worth has increased from 13,581 to 14,261 crore rupees. Generation has, I have already explained. So far as plant availability factor of hydro project is concerned, plant availability factor is almost the same as this year as compared to last year. It is marginal increase. It is around 110.22% for Nathpa Jhakri and 109.98% in case of Rampur project this quarter. So far incentives in terms of capacity incentives and UI are concerned, there is slight decrease. Last year the incentives were to the tune of 74.4 crore rupees. This year it is 71.89 crore rupees. There is decrease of 3.3% in the incentives. Now I will share the numbers for the 9 months of this FY23. Revenue from operation has increased by 16%. This year number is 2,438 crore against 2,098 crore last year. Total income, there is increase of 21%. Figures are 2,715 crore rupees against 2,237 crore rupees last year. PBT has increased by 11% over a period of 9 months of FY23. The figures are 1,501 against last year 1,347. So far as PAT is concerned, profit after tax, there is an increase of almost 38%. The numbers are 1,349.8 crore this year compared to 978 crore last year. So far as generation is concerned, overall generation for the 9 months, there is an increase of 1.6%. In absolute terms, there is an increase of 138 million units. And the figures of total generation for the first 9 months of this FY23, 8,458 million units against 8,320 million units. So there is an increase of 138 million units during the first 9 months. So far as plant availability factor is concerned, it is around 109.9 for the Rampur and Nathpa Jhakri project. So these are the numbers. Now we are open to the questions of the people present over here in the teleconference.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a good set of numbers. The first question is on the status of Buxar and Nepal. Can you just refresh the timeline which you're expecting? And related question is the if is any update on the PPA for Nepal where we are right now?
Yes, Mohit. So far as the status of these two projects, Buxar and Nepal, is concerned, these projects are almost on the track with some difficulties. In Buxar project, there were some law and order issues regarding the land and land compensation issues. So work remain closed because of these law and order issues for about 10 days. And now activities, work activities on the project are resuming. At the time when this took place, in the second week of January, the labor at that time was 5,000 labors working on all fronts of Buxar, but due to that law and order issue, the labor just fled, and now the work started after, say, after 10 days. Now there are almost 2,500 laborers, and we expect that the remaining labor will also come and work in full swing will start. But we are targeting the commissioning of this project by the end of next financial year, FY23, though there are many odds, but we are trying to manage the things to our best. And regarding the Nepal project also, there are issues, the communication issue, network communication regarding the road conditions, Koshi Highway, which is the lifeline of the Arun 3 project. We have already taken up the issue of Koshi Highway, of handing the critical portion of about 60 kilometers to SJVN for its repair and maintenance. But we expect that by the end of next financial year, by March 23, we are fixing the target for the commissioning of the project. So far as PPA is concerned, we are in discussion with through different modes to sell the power. But anyway, if that power we are not able to sign PPA, then we have the option to sell the power through power exchange also, because with the increased quantum of solar injection of solar power in the grid, the power of hydropower demand is also increasing. So we can sell the power through open exchange also. But at the same time, we are trying to have PPAs for the power of Nepal.
So, saying the timeline is March 24 for the Nepal and March 25 for the Buxar. Am I right?
March 24 for Buxar also, both.
March 24, both the power plants. Okay, I understood, sir. Second question is, sir, of course, we have raised 10 billion from securitization. What is the use of proceeds? As we, are we thinking of paying more dividend?
Not at all. Dividend we are paying as per the guidelines of the Government of India, but we are using this amount which we got through securitization for infusion of equity also, as well as the requirement of funds, debt requirement in various projects. Because 4,323 megawatt projects are under construction, which require almost more than 30,000 crore investment. So we have used the equity upfront, most of the equity. Now we are utilizing the debt portion, and this amount can be used for investment in the form of equity as well as debt also.
Last question, sir. Why there is a decision to return the money back on Kolomchi project? Why are we not part of it?
Yes, Kolomchi project was in a JV mode, and JV mode there too in 50-50 ratio with the, one of the PSUs of Bhutan. And the management structure was like this, that most of the issues in the management, there was equal number of directors from our side and equal number of directors from their side. And the chairman was not having the voting right. So most of the issues were just not decided because of some stalemates. So that structure didn't succeed, and government of Bhutan was also not comfortable with the JV mode for the long time. They were demanding that government of India should devise some other mechanism of management of the project. So ultimately we decided when issues are just hanging in the air and no decision is being taken, better to come out of the that JV mode. But our equity we have invested along with the interest we got it back. We had invested 240 crores rupees equity and the interest calculated at the rate of 9% rate of interest, it comes to around 114 crore rupees. So the entire amount, equity invested along with the interest, we got back.
Understood. Thank you. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Kumar Kemka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I am a shareholder. Uh-huh. I, along with my son, Vinit Khemka, holding 9.25 billion. Sir, I am very happy to observe dividend of 1.15 has been declared last year.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The line for you is very bad.
Pardon?
The line for you is breaking up in between, sir.
Santoshi, what do you want to ask, or if you can say in Hindi or English, anything, any language, we are comfortable in both.
Hello.
Yes, Santoshi, boliye.
Aisa hai ji, I am a big shareholder of your SJVN. I am happy to observe that an interim dividend of 1.15 rupees has been declared as same as last year.
Thank you.
I have mainly two queries.
Yes, please go ahead.
In the profit and loss statement of the quarter, under item 4, an exceptional item of rupees 17.5 crores have been stated.
Yes.
What is the exceptional item relate to? That's what I want to know, sir.
Yes, Santoshi, ये exceptional item है, एक administrative tribunal का award आया है, Rampur project से related,
वो
33 crore rupees का है.
33 crore?
33 crore का है, उसमें 33 crore में से 17 crore जो है, वो interest है इसमें. So that's why the 17 crore exceptional item has been included in the PLN statement.
I see, sir.
Yes.
Another question I have is, it has been planned to achieve a power generation capacity of 500 megawatt by December this year.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I wish to know which are the projects that will be commissioned to achieve this target by this year end.
Santoshi, jo hamari target hai, that is 5000, not 500. Shayad aapko call karne mein thoda sa laga hoga. It's 5000 megawatt. Right now we are 2100. हमने अभी पिछले क्वार्टर में ही एक प्रोजेक्ट था प्रासन 75 मेगावाट का, दैट वाज कमीशनड. और इसमें व्हाट आई टोल्ड के हमारे कलर जनरेशन प्रोजेक्ट जो अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन है और 4323 मेगावाट के, और इसमें से जो हमारे कमीशन होने वाले हैं अभी इसी साल, इसी फाइनेंशियल ईयर में जो हम सोचते हैं कि वो कमीशन हो जाएंगे, वो है हमारे जैसे थर्मल प्रोजेक्ट है, बक्सर थर्मल प्रोजेक्ट, वो फाइनेंशियल ईयर के एंड में मार्च 24 तक हो जाएगा, 1320 मेगावाट का है. सिमिलरली 900 मेगावाट प्रोजेक्ट अरुण 3 प्रोजेक्ट है नेपाल में, दैट विल बी कमीशनड. एंड ऑन द अदर साइड सोलर प्रोजेक्ट जो है, एक अभी 60 मेगावाट का प्रोजेक्ट नटवार मोरी प्रोजेक्ट है उत्तराखंड में, वो भी अभी जस्ट इन अ कपल ऑफ मंथ दैट विल बी कमीशनड. सो फार एज सोलर प्रोजेक्ट आर कंसर्न, वन ऑफ दी मेजर सोलर प्रोजेक्ट बीकानेर सोलर प्रोजेक्ट 1000 मेगावाट का, वो भी इसी पीरियड में दिसंबर जनवरी तक हम कंप्लीट कर लेंगे, कमीशन कर लेंगे. सिमिलरली बुगोदरा सोलर पावर प्रोजेक्ट है 70 मेगावाट का, एंड गुर्रा और गुजरई प्रोजेक्ट है 125 मेगावाट के उत्तर प्रदेश में है, और रागनसेड़ा प्रोजेक्ट है 100 मेगावाट का गुजरात में, और ये ओंकारेश्वर सोलर प्रोजेक्ट फ्लोटिंग सोलर प्रोजेक्ट है ये मध्य प्रदेश में है. ये सारे प्रोजेक्ट इसी फाइनेंशियल में पूरे हो जाएंगे एंड वी एक्सपेक्ट जो अगला फाइनेंशियल ईयर है 23-24 इसमें अवर कैपेसिटी विल क्रॉस 5000 मेगावाट।
सर थैंक यू सर, वेरी नाइस सर,
ओके
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अनिकेत मित्तल फ्रॉम SBI म्यूचुअल फंड, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A few questions. One is on Buxar. I just wanted to understand, I think there is some land acquisition that is pending over there, and in turn that's led to some labor issues. So if you could just elaborate on that, what is the type of land that we still need to acquire, and what is that regarding?
Aniket, regarding Buxar, for the main plant, 60 acres of land was for the mainland which we have already acquired. But for railway siding and water corridor, the land is around 238 acres land which was under process of acquisition. So all the formalities of acquisition were completed. We have deposited, because land acquisition has to be done by the state administration, district authority. So then district authority asked for the money to be deposited with them for the land compensation, and it is their duty to disburse the money to the landowners. We have deposited all the money which is due to with the district administration. So when possession of the land was to be handed over by the district administration to our project, so local people, the landowners, they demanded a higher compensation. So we said that we are nowhere in the picture. The compensation has to be determined by the local administration, local authority, district authority, and we are supposed to deposit the amount with them and to disperse the amount. But local people, only a few people came forward to receive the amount. Rest of the people demanded a higher compensation. So that's why there was a land order issue. People tried to stop the work, so there were some damages also. They came in mob, so there was confrontation with the police and the local people. So work remained closed for about 10 days, and all the labor, because local, they also threatened the labor. Most of the labor is also the local people. They were also the part of agitators. So now with the intervention of the state government and the district administration, the law and order position is under control. But the full labor in full has not turned up. Now slowly, gradually they are coming, and we are persuading the people that there is no danger. We have already got Bihar Industrial Security Force personnel, about 100 personnel for the safety and security of the people. And now almost 2,000 labor have returned, and rest of the labor, say about more 3,000, will come in the next week or 10 days. So we are expecting that the work will start with full swing.
Okay. And in terms of resolution of this land acquisition, how do you see that panning out?
Yes, the local administration and the state administration intervened. Their additional chief secretary revenue visited the site. He interacted with the people, and he said that once district collector has announced the award, the only remedy is reviewing it by the next higher authority, land acquisition. The next higher authority that appeal lies with them. So he educated the people and explained to the people, you come to that appellate form and state government will look at sympathetically.
Fair, that's helpful. The second question was on Arunthi. There were certain tower packages within some hilly areas that were yet to be awarded. What is the progress on that front, and
yes,
how is the total erection right now?
Yes.
Package
number one, which is in a hilly area, two types of land is involved. One is private land, another is forest land. So progress on both the fronts is that for the forest land, the issue has already reached the highest authority, their secretary and they will decide it. IBN has already approved it. And for the private land, things are also in the advanced stage, and we expect that by the end of this month we will get the entire land, both fresh land as well as private land.
Okay, and then we'll award those packages.
The package has already been awarded, but handing over of the site will take place.
Okay, understood. Got it. The other question was, you did briefly mention on Kulumchu, you mentioned that there was some stalemate between you and the Bhutan side of the equation. Could you elaborate on that, on what issues was this stalemate being caused that led us to exiting the project itself?
Aniket, there were many issues, not one, but culmination of all the issues resulted in the withdrawing of our stake from that company. Government of India approved the investment for this project way back in 2013. So thereafter, that company was to be formed, JV company. JV company was formed in 2015. Then one concession agreement was to be approved by the government of Bhutan. So there were issues of cross-border trade of electricity. Government of Bhutan had some reservations on the CVT guidelines issued by Ministry of Power, Government of India. So that took about 2-3 years, that CVT guidelines were revised. And because of these CVT guidelines, Government of Bhutan kept that concession agreement pending for 4 years. It was matured to be approved by them in say September, October 16, but that was ultimately signed in March 2020. So say after 2-3.5 years. So that took some time. And thereafter, when actual practical issues, when we awarded the different packages, so they put the condition that any contractor who is the lowest bidder had to offload 20% work to their Bhutanese company at the rate which the L1 bidder got. So there were some practical issues that if we give work to one other company, or they were demanding said this much work, so interfacing issues were there. So on these issues, government of Bhutan's representative in the board, they were demanding, and the issues even by way of voting could not be solved. Four directors from their side, from our side, there was equal voting and chairman had no voting right. And so such issues, for the last 4-5 years, there was no work at all on the actual construction of the project. Few pre-construction activities were there. So both the sides sat together, there were bilateral talks also, and it was decided that in such a situation, when it is 50-50 JV company, decision paralysis is there, so better to find out another way of doing the project. So we also thought that we are no short of business. SJVN has many projects in its kitty. So why to keep this equity idle there and without any decision? We had infused 240 crores equity. So with the permission and consent of the Government of India, and the Government of Bhutan also agreed that better SJVN quit and find out other way of doing the project. So that was the reason. So these were only two issues, but there were many other smaller issues which culminated into such a decision.
Sir, that's helpful. Just to follow up, the 9% compounding interest was a clause within the JV contract itself, is it?
Actually, that was not the clause. That was 9% was not written there. So we just worked on different modalities of interest. It was decided that SJVN's equity will be returned with reasonable rate of interest. So one possibility was that whatever interest we got for our surplus funds in our company, one was that comes around 7-8% here. But other benchmark was that the Power Finance Corporation or REC, which was funding other projects in Bhutan also, at what rate. So that rate was determined, found out, and that was found at, reasonable rate was found at 9%, and that compounded, two components.
Understood. The other question was, with respect to Natwar Mori, have we signed a PPA?
Not yet.
Okay. So not like you, because you mentioned that Natwar Mori should commission in a couple of months.
Yes, we will commission. We are targeting by the end of March. So until unless the PPA is signed with any DISCOM or any other utility, we can sell the power through open exchange also.
Okay. Fair. And just one last question. If I look over the past 3 months, you've won a fair amount of renewable projects. I think there is the MSEDCL 200 megawatt, the SECI tranche 100. I think also one in the RUMS.
Yes.
If you could give broad ideas for the three or four projects that you won in terms of the capital cost involved and the PLF that you're looking from those projects, that would be helpful.
PLF, QF. QF, we are looking at around 24 to 25%. QF. So far, investment in these projects is concerned. For this floating solar power project, there is 105 megawatt in Maharashtra, and the tariff is 2 rupees 96. Then other project, floating solar project in Madhya Pradesh, tranche 2 in Omkareshwar project, that's 83 megawatt, and tariff, Omkareshwar tariff is 3 rupees 26 paisa, but we have yet to get ratification from the state electricity regulatory commission. So far as Maharashtra's project is concerned, Maharashtra, the tariff is 3 rupees 93 paisa. It's not 293, 3 rupees 93 paisa. MP, the tariff is 3 rupees 70 paisa. Then again, solar power project in Maharashtra, ground mounted, of the capacity of 200 megawatt, the tariff is 2 rupees 95 paisa. We also got one wind project through SECI, 100 megawatt wind project, the tariff is 2 rupees 90 paisa. So these are the few projects which we got during the last couple of months.
So what would be the capital cost for, let's say, the 100 megawatt wind project and the
100 megawatt capital project? This is around 650 to 700 crore. That is yet to be determined. We will issue the bid, tender, and through competitive bidding that will be determined. But tentatively, it is between 650 to 700 crore rupees.
Fair. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divya Daga from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
My question is related to solar power projects for better understanding. Can you explain me what is the OPM margin of solar projects? Because as I saw, the hydro projects have a margin of around 70 to 80%.
What's your question? For the solar project, what is the
Operating profit margin. What are the expenses and what is the margin we are getting out of it?
That will be, yes, though I'm not ready with the figure, But the operating margin will be around, I think, 60%, around 60%.
Okay. And can you explain me how much is the sales realization per megawatt from solar projects?
Actually, it is in terms of energy. Say its UF is around 25%, then 1 megawatt project will generate about 2.5 million units of energy.
Okay.
So that is per unit of energy, and it is tariff-based competitive bidding. So whatever capacity we install, and that energy will be sold at that rate, that agency, that DISCOM or the respective state government or any agency will sign a PPA, and that will pay us at that rate. So far as return on equity IRR is concerned, that is in between 10 to 12 or 13% for the solar projects.
Okay. And what will be the sales realization from the 75 megawatt plant we have commissioned in October?
Yes, so that 75 megawatt project, Prashant Solar Power project.
Yeah.
Totally 42 crore per year.
Okay. Can you also explain me the projects that are...
Please return to the question queue for further questions. We do have several participants awaiting their turn.
Just last question.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you explain me the four projects that you have told you have transferred to SGEL?
Mm-hmm.
What are those projects?
These are like Prashan, which was earlier with the SJBN parent company.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have transferred it to SGL. And
you are not audible, sir.
The operating projects, अभी तो हमारे दूसरे एसजीबी में जो already हैं ये सारे कांका वगैरह तो अभी नहीं किए हैं, operation में नहीं किए जी. Then the Bikaner, I think Bikaner solar project that has also been transferred to SGL.
Okay.
Then Gurra and Gujrai in UP. And,
okay.
Bogodra also. Bogodra in Gujarat.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand for the solar project, the EPC ordering which we do, does that have a module cost pass-through or does it include the risk of module cost?
Apurva, in solar project, there is no concept of pass-through because it is not a cost-plus tariff. It is tariff-based competitive bidding. So whatever cost is there, that is totally to be borne by the company. And we have done the business exercise on back-to-back basis for this project, how much cost including modules or balance of plant in that. So there is no concept of pass-through items in EPC solar projects, tariff-based competitive bidding projects.
Sir, I apologize I was not very clear. I wanted to know that the orders which we have given to the various EPC developers, right, for setting up these solar projects. So in case if there's a change in the module price, will the benefit or the cost of that come to us, or will the EPC developer bear it?
That, yes, EPC developer will bear the cost. Whether there is increase or decrease in the cost, it is on the account of EPC developer.
Okay, sir. Understood. So secondly, there are a couple of hydro projects which are with us without any PPAs. So do we intend to utilize those for blending with the solar and sort of giving a round-the-clock type of participating round-the-clock tenders?
Yeah, we are keeping all the options open. We are just weighing the dynamics in the power trading market, whether it is appropriate to go for PPA or whether for RTC power we keep this power available, and we can go with the hybrid model, partly long-term PPAs and partly keeping it open for the RTC power.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Dangi from Unify Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Samaji. So my question, two questions. One on the dividend. While our profit have for the 9 months have increased significantly year on year, we have kept the dividend same. So any thought like how our dividend policy will be going forward? And will it maintain at the same rate, or will it increase with the with the new project coming online? Will we increase the dividend?
Yes, Pramod. So far as dividend is concerned, this is the interim dividend, and final dividend we will see before that annual general meeting, keeping in view all the aspects, the requirement of capacity expansion, then at the same time the guidelines issued by Government of India regarding the payment of the dividend. But this is assured that we will at least pay what is required under the Government of India guidelines, 5% of net worth or 30% of the PAT. We will surely meet that guideline.
Okay. And second on the Netwa Modi, I think this is about to commission in March, right? You said couple of months. So March 23, or yes. Is there any change in the guidelines, periods for that?
Yes, we are still targeting it by March 23. Though there are many odds, but our team is totally geared up and we will try that machines are spinned and synchronized by the end of this March 23.
Okay. And one more question, if I may ask, regarding the new project which you said it is just received in the JN for the 2,600 crore on the bidding basis. So over there, the what the IRR or the XIRR we are looking on the equity, how it works? Is it that based on the per unit price? How the economics works over there?
I believe you are talking about the Sunni Dam project, hydro project.
Correct.
Yes, this is the Government of India gave the approval for investment approval. The IRR is more than 12%. IRR is more than 12%. And I think equity IRR is even more than 15%.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, the first question, sir, on the finance cost for the quarter. So it was again high. So was there any FERV component? Can you let us know on that?
Yes, finance cost that has increased over this quarter. Because we have taken the loans from various banks. So FERB share is 45 crore rupees.
45 crores, which was not passed through. And sir, what is the current cost of borrowing for us?
Current cost of borrowing average is around 6.5%.
Sir, broadly on the renewables front, so could you let us know the current portfolio that we have in our hand and the breakup in terms of, so after, once FY20 passes, what will be the total operational capacity and what is under construction currently?
So far as renewables are concerned, the operational portfolio is of 5%. Five projects of 179.5 megawatt capacity, and the projects under construction renewal, there are 6 projects under construction of capacity of 1385 megawatt capacity. These are under construction.
Okay. And most of these, or in fact all of this, will get commissioned by FY24 end.
Yes, FY24 will be commissioned by the in that financial year, next financial year, all projects.
Okay. And sir, so going forward, whenever we are bidding for the renewal projects, will we bid under SGEL or will the present process continue?
I couldn't understand your question.
Sir, the SJVN Green Energy Limited, our subsidiary, so going forward.
SGEL, our new subsidiary for it.
Yes. So, whenever we are going to bid for the upcoming projects, we'll bid it under SGEL.
SGEL, yes.
Okay. But the debt raising will be under SJVN itself.
No. Debt raising is not by SJVN. Wherever required, we will give the guarantee. SJVN will give the guarantee. But otherwise, debt raising is also through SGEL.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chinmay Kabra from Emkay Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I just wanted to know one thing. I might have missed it in the early part of the call. Could you please repeat what was the incentive for this period?
Incentive?
Yeah. If you could just give us a number.
Yes. So far incentives are concerned, during this quarter, we got incentives, capacity incentives and UI to the extent of 71.89. That is almost 72 crore rupees incentives. Capacity incentives out of the 63.47 crore capacity incentives and 8.42 crore rupees UI, that is DSN. So total 72 crore rupees.
All right, good. And if I'm not wrong, you did mention there's a decrease of 3.3% in it, right?
Yes. Last year it was 74.4 crore rupees.
All right. Okay. And one more thing, sir. I am a little confused. If you could just clarify, you have a target of 5,000 megawatt for end of FY23, right?
By 23-24.
By 23-24. So that is by end of FY24, sorry.
Yes.
All right. So currently we have completed 2,100 worth of projects, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, 2,100 capacity is already there. And more than 4,000 megawatt projects are under construction. And out of this, we will definitely commission projects worth say more than 3,000 megawatt projects. So we will definitely cross 5,000 crore.
So Buxar and Nepal have a completion, will be commissioned by end of FY24, right?
By FY24, yes.
All right, yes. That, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we will take the final question from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, two questions, sir. One, sir, how much is your renewable portfolio at this point of time, including whatever you won in the last quarter in megawatt terms? And what is the expected EBITDA of this entire portfolio?
Yes, as I have already told that 179.5 megawatt is under operation. 1,320 megawatt is under construction, renewal. 1,385 megawatt is under construction. And around 100 megawatt projects are under various stages of development. Various stages of development of renewal. There are few other projects we have already, we have been given two solar projects in Himachal Pradesh of what 1,300 megawatt, but there is issue of fresh land diversion. So we have already taken up with the Ministry of Environment and Forest. And moreover, we have signed MOU of 10,000 megawatt solar power projects in Rajasthan. So we are keeping our attention there for RTC, how much power we can generate and all these things. There is some other requirement by other states that you can establish or install projects in other states and supply power to them. For example, Punjab. Punjab has issued the tender that if DARPA can install, establish solar project in Punjab also, or establish solar power project in other states and supply power to Punjab also. So we are participating in such type of bidding also.
But so how much is the portfolio where we have a PPA already signed or we are L1 in the bids?
PPA...
Total portfolio, yeah.
Yes, total portfolio out of 1,385 megawatt projects which are under construction. PPA of more than, I think, 1,000 megawatts have already been signed or likely to be signed. So the project which we get through competitive bidding, PPA is obligatory on the part of the bidding agency. So we will supply power to them at the lowest determined rate. So issue of PPA is not there. But when it is open-ended, like if we produce power to be supplied through RTC, so then we will install the project at our risk and we will keep our fingers crossed to meet the demand which is unforeseen to supply it to RTC or other bundling with the other free power, available power.
Understood. Last question, sir. Is there some EPC tender for hydro project which are still pending, which are looking to award in FY24 or FY23?
Not yet. Now, all the tenders which were there in the pipeline have been awarded. Major one was for the Sunni Dam project, this major civil package, civil and hydromechanical package. So, now for that electromechanical package will be there, that is also kind of EPC, but that is under process.
So, who won the contract for Sunni Dam?
Sunny Dam project, this Rithvik power is the lowest bidder. Rithvik.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. We thank Mr. NL Sharma, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Good day and tech.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.